Next, we're going to take up item H, the Blue Ribbon Commission on Children in Foster Care final report, and we welcome Justice Richard Huffman.
And is there any public comment on this item? If so, step forward and raise your hand. And Chief, I see nobody raising their hand or stepping forward.
Thank you.
Chief Justice, members of the Council, thank you very much for allowing me to appear on behalf of the Commission, the Blue Ribbon Commission on Children in Foster Care, which has sunsetted as of June 30th, and this is the final report. Given the time constraints the Council has, I'm going to truncate this report as well as the next one. But let me just say a couple of things. First of all, this Blue Ribbon Commission was created in 2006. Try to find ways to improve the lot of children in foster care in California, California being one of the places that houses the greatest percentage of foster kids. And in 2008, the commission, which was then chaired by Justice Carlos Moreno, made a series of recommendations which were received by the council with directions for the commission to continue on and attempt to facilitate the implementation of as much of that as possible. And the council, and particularly the Chief Justice, who is dedicated to looking out for the interest of families and children, has allowed the commission to continue on up and through this year in its efforts. Now, please have in mind that a commission is not a body that forces anybody to do anything. In fact, that's not possible in the dependency system. So it has made recommendations and has worked diligently with our partners to see that those recommendations to the greatest extent possible are pursued. Now, we have recommendations we are asking for your approval on. They're about the least risky recommendations that you're going to have for a while. There are among the recommendations the council, the commission made, had to do with issues of court reform, improving the caseloads for judges, giving more hearing time, which really is necessary but not available for dependency cases. We ran out of time. Henry ran out of money because the juvenile courts have been impacted, just as all of the other parts of the branch, and in some places perhaps a little more harshly than it might have affected others. So we're asking you to take those recommendations that we made that are very important and refer them to the Family and Juvenile Advisory Committee. We've talked to the co-chairs, and they are agreeable, and our recommendation is to refer to them, and as resources become available for them to pursue these reforms. They're very important. But as to the other areas, we've been working closely with the Child Welfare Council, which is a statutory body co-chaired by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Dooley, and Presiding Justice Vance Wray, who's the Chief Justice's designate. I have to pause. Justice Moreno chaired the Blue Ribbon Commission and chaired the co-chair of the Child Welfare Council. When he left, it took two appellate justices to fill in to do that kind of work. But they are, we've been working very closely with them, and they are taking up issues of data sharing.
Your cough button?
Yeah, that's what it is. they're taking up issues of permanency, which is very key to the juvenile dependency system, and of data sharing. The Chief Justice has launched an initiative on keeping kids in school and out of court. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, and they are carrying on. So these issues that are so important, the Commission has made recommendations on, are not being dropped. They are going forward. I want to say just a couple things, and then I'll quit. One,
there is no dependency system.
There's an amalgamation of independent governmental agencies, private individuals, philanthropy groups, and others that work together to deal with this. Now, the court, dependency court, is the place where this lands. No child gets into or out of foster care without an order of the court. But we depend on social services, child welfare, mental health, drug treatment providers, probation, and so forth and so forth. Now, that works only if you can get collaboration, and the court can't order anybody, but the court can, and under the standards of judicial administration, the juvenile court should act as a combiner, a collaborator, a convener of the stakeholders. And we've done that through the commission. Judge Stout was a member of our commission. Judge Nash, that you honored yesterday, was a member. And so we've made a great deal of progress. Two important outcomes that have taken place, and we helped, you helped, and that is, first, when a child is a long-term foster child, turned 18 under the existing system, we said, thank you very much, here's your Social Security card and your birth certificate, get the hell out of here and go whatever you do. Now, I don't know how many of you have kids who turned 18. Would you kick them out the door with nothing? No support, no family, no one to call? And you know what would happen to them? It's the same thing that happened to these kids. Through recommendations of a lot of people, including the commission and the council, with federal legislation, we're now able to keep foster youth in care where they are agreeable in a very elaborate process until age 21, and to provide them services. We've gotten priority in certain education areas so that when the child goes to college, if he or she can, gets in a dorm, and then when the school closes for the holidays, the child becomes homeless and lives in a car because they kick him out of the dorm. We've been able to find solutions to that. That's increased our numbers of children in foster care. They stay longer in foster care because we have what we call a non-dependent, non-minor dependent status that we are keeping. Great progress. In the area of data gathering, as we've been talking about technology, much of the commission's early plans were predicated on the CCMS data sharing component. As that's disappeared, data sharing has become a priority. Now, think about all those entities. If you think of them as silos, metal silos, each with their own thing in it, they don't share as a normal proposition. But these are kids who have become dependents of the court, meaning they're our kids. Do we know, you want to know about your kids' health care, mental health, are they in school, issues like that. As a normal process, those entities don't share. They have been now. The commission was very successful in convening a summit, getting some help from federal grants, about leveraging how we can share. But the lasting, I think, entity that created by the commission was the local commissions, Orange County and a number of them, and they're still very much together. And what do? They get the school people, the social workers, probation, law enforcement, and the judges together, and are able to bridge some of those barriers that would otherwise limit knowledge. Lastly, Chief Justice wandered off to New York a couple years ago and attended a national summit on problem of kids and discipline. We called it the school-to-prison pipeline. And necessary discipline, kicking kids out of school, suspending them in huge percentages, which are also classically great disparity in the racial makeup of those, with the minorities getting far, far more suspensions than the non-minorities. She vowed to do something about it, asked the Blue Ribbon Commission to help put together a summit. The Judicial Council joined in and approved that, and with Judge Jackson was on our planning committee, Judge D'Alba, and they put together private funding. We put together a summit in 2013 in Anaheim in connection with the Beyond the Bench conference, where 400 people attended, themes from 30 counties. That learned a lot about how to go about finding solutions to problems that have otherwise been perplexing. The chief decided we're not going to stop with that, but we're going to go forward. We have the cooperation of the superintendent of public instruction, the attorney general, and the chief has created a steering committee on this initiative, and it's underway. And so have we solved the problems? No, but we've certainly been banging on them a lot, and we've made some progress. And I want to thank you, Chief, for your dedication to this, and the council for your willing to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Huffman, for your passions. And when I knew that we wanted to do something, I knew you were the person who could get it done.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes. Judge Stout, Commissioner Alexander.
I just want to stress how important the recommendations of the commission, the original recommendations and some more recent amendments or modifications are, and express my sincere appreciation to Justice Moreno and Justice Huffman for their leadership. It's been huge, and Judicial Council staff has played a big part in this. Chris Cleary, and before her, former staff member Chris Wu, and a huge number of staff, especially from CFCC, have been involved in a lot of tremendous work here. And I would like to move the recommendations, and I think it's very thoughtful and probably the best and most appropriate way that we can keep these very, very important issues prominently on the radar screen and keep moving them towards implementation.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Judge Jacobson. Thank you. Commissioner Alexander?
I just had one question. You said that the data piece is going to the Child Welfare Council?
Yes.
How do we integrate that back with our technology?
Well, we have staff, and in addition to Chris Cleary, Tracy Kenny, and Don Will from Diane Nonshop are there. We have been working together with the Child Welfare Council on the data sharing issues for some time, and have agreed with their policy directions. They don't have the ability to implement anything either, so I think as you go forward with the council, if the council goes forward in its own data processes, you certainly will want to integrate that with what's going on. The difficulty, when we say data sharing, part of the difficulty is, as you probably know better than many, is these agencies have sometimes statutory or they perceive restrictions, and attorneys representing them always proceed from the position, if you don't do anything, then you won't get in trouble. And I think what we've been doing with this collaborative process is trying to break down some of that. There is a lot that can be done without running afoul of these privacy issues. And using the Stewards of Change assistance that we did in our October summit, there are ways of leveraging federal funds and leveraging federal health care legislation to help break that down. So, but we otherwise have no mechanism right now available to us to go beyond that data sharing issue, other than as we continue on trying to be the cheerleaders of this process.
Well, and I was just wondering whether it should be one of the things that get referred is to follow up on the data sharing or something to that effect.
I would have certainly no objection to that. It's important and we'll continue on. If I might be just permitted one thing, Chief Justice, as I was trying to move this along, I admitted one piece of data that I think that should be given to the council. Disparity among minorities, families in the dependency system has gone on for years. American Indian, African American, American youth are more percentage-wise likely to enter the foster care system than other youth similarly situated. We've made progress in the system. We've reduced the rate of intake of all children. If you take it per 1,000 children from 8.1 down to 6.0, which is a 25% reduction. But with regard to the African American population, we've made a 32% reduction, which is simply, is that solve the problem? Not even. But it does represent the notion that all of the participants, the courts and the agencies, recognize this disparity is there, and through issues of family finding and other approaches, they're finding ways to stop or to at least reduce that disparate intake into the system. And I think that when you get a good number once in a while, it ought to be celebrated.
Thank you, Justice Huffman. So, Commissioner Alexander, I'm not sure, are you suggesting adding a friendly amendment to...
Well, the recommendation is that three remaining items be referred to FAMJU, and I don't know whether... I was suggesting that there be a fourth one that just... I don't know the exact phraseology, but something like monitoring ongoing data sharing with the council.
Well, there are specific recommendations in a Blue Ribbon Commission report on data sharing, which are could be, and you could simply refer those recommendations on data sharing to FAMJU.
Okay, that would work.
I'd certainly accept that friendly amendment.
That's a lot.
Thank you. And what I'm trying to find out is,
the exact language because the bullets are say broadly include, so adding a fourth bullet, I'd say the data sharing recommendations with Judicial Council.
And Chief, if I may, I know the California Department of Social Services, Larry Bolton, who's a former member of the commission, is still very actively interested in this issue of data sharing. They're redesigning their child welfare case management system and are reaching out to us to, and working with Don Will and others to try to work with our technology development to make sure we have as much integration and data sharing as possible.
Judge Herman and Judge O'Malley.
Yeah, I just add to that I personally, as well as others, have been in contact with Larry Bolton, and part of the work stream that I mentioned earlier in my report, that's the focus of the work stream, is to take all 13 of our state-level justice partners and set up integration and collaboration with the courts that are updating their case management system and the vendors so that we do have the appropriate interfaces so that we can data share and data exchange. So that's part of the work stream that we're moving forward with.
Thank you. Judge O'Malley?
So I'm just working on that language, Chief. Did you want something specific?
That's fine. Do you have something?
I kind of. So the establish and monitor data exchange standards and information between the courts and the child welfare agencies and those to be monitored by the FAMJUV committee. And I'm taking that kind of from page 7 of your data bullet points from the report itself and modifying it just a tad.
And I would just add by way of language, not by way of language, Chief, but the importance of the coordination, because we are doing a coordinated effort on the data exchanges for all state-level justice partners. So.
Okay, so as I understand the fourth bullet, to establish and monitor data exchange standards and information between the courts and child welfare agencies and those to be monitored by the FAMJU Advisory Committee.
Correct.
Friendly amendment taken?
Yes.
I would just add to that then, Chief, if I may, in coordination with the standards work stream, because that project is working on the exact same issue.
Thank you. In coordination with the standards work stream. Any further discussion on this matter before we adopt or hear the motion, vote on the motion? Recommendations? See no hands raised. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.